What's up, Facebook friends? Brandon and Emily here again. As promised, we are going to be talking about making the most out of marriage. We talked last time about making sure that we get married equally yoked, a believer marrying another believer. God can make the most out of any of our decisions, good or bad, but being equally yoked is one of the ways to make the most out of marriage. Today we want to talk about roles. To make the most out of marriage, you've got to, and this is not an easy subject, you've got to willingly embrace the roles that have been given to you as husband and wife in the Bible by Jesus Christ. A willing embrace of the roles.
So what does that mean?
Well, the man's roles, the women's roles, clearly defined in Scripture for us. It's our job to read it, receive it, respond in kind. As we do that, we really are going to be able to make the most of this gift that God gives us as marriage. I can think of a funny story. What I don't mean by roles is competency or giftings. Not at all. You know, when the garbage disposal is broken in my home,
don't go to this guy.
That's Emily's job to fix. I remember one time we were in the parking lot of a Sam's Club, and she was installing our car radio, not me. She has a handiness and a giftedness, something that you might think would be a man's job, is not really my my cup of tea. That's not what we mean. We don't mean competency or giftings. We mean roles.
Speaking of, we have a light fixture to go install in a few minutes.
Right. and she has quite a bit of a list for me. But listen. It also doesn't mean, you know, value. It doesn't mean value either at all. There are roles within the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ submitting to the will of the Father, the Holy Spirit applying the work of the Son to our hearts. There's different roles. That doesn't mean there is a difference in value. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible is given to us by God our Father, and He wants us to be a complete whole. He wants us to embody what it means in the Scriptures as one flesh, a complementary whole, not a competitive struggle.
Mm-mm. No, we balance each other.
We each have our lanes. Mm-hmm. And when we're running in our lanes that we didn't pick, they were established for us before marriage was even, you know, before marriage was even on our minds. The roles were established by God's. The lanes were established by God's. We run in those lanes, and in that way, we're a cosmos, not a chaos. There's order and harmony, and it doesn't mean there's no sin or no difficulties, but we make the most out of marriage when we willingly embrace the roles that God has given for us. Amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's my role?
I would say that we're in the same car. You're the driver, and I'm a passenger. But I have the option to say where we'd like to go.
Right. Of course, any wise leader, any wise husband is going to listen to his helper, his soulmate, the one that compliments him. It's not good that Adam should be alone, right?
Right.
He needs a helper. He needs wisdom and counsel. But there is a sense in which that the husband is responsible to be that final say. He's the one that has to be, answer to Jesus for that.
And that's not an easy thing.
No. Protector. Yeah. It's another biblical role. Provider. Dragon slayer. That's right. Dragon slayer and anything else? Head. Leader. Right?
Yeah.
What are the wife's roles?
I hate this.
You're on the spot.
Yeah. Blah. to be complimentary, to encourage, and to follow, not spinelessly, but in an encouraging way and a way that lifts him up, supports our family, supports our kids, is good.
What are you, helper? I think helper is the word we find in Genesis.
Yeah.
Life giver.
Yeah.
Not just a giver of offspring.
He's the preacher, not me.
Yeah, not just giver of offspring, but the giver of like life and breath and energy and aid.
Yeah.
All that.
Impromptu. This is not scripted.
Listen, folks, to make the most out of marriage, you can't fight the roles that God has given you. You got to embrace them willingly. You got to get your scriptures out, get in a church that preaches the Bible, right? And do the best you can to follow those particular roles.
Yep. And yes, Eric, I always get to pick the restaurant, unless it's Mexican.
Eric
and
says,
then
pick
he gets
the,
to go.
Right. Eric says, ask the, pick the restaurant. Yeah, no. I end up having to pick the restaurants.
Because I can never make the decision.
And she doesn't care. No, not one bit. I'll tell you a funny story about roles. We're in Lowe's, and we're at the very manly...
This is early in our marriage.
Well, not that early. We were in the very manly tool section, the tool world. And I was making mention of a jigsaw, but I think I had
it
wrong.
You were pointing to a jigsaw, but called it something else.
Whatever the story happened to be, she out loud said, "Brandon, no, this is a jigsaw," correcting my error. And three or four of the men turned and immediately looked at me with great scorn and condescension. I have the role as head. I don't have the role as master of tool world or of handyman or fixer-upper. Those are things that she actually does a better job at than me. What about our money?
I tend to that usually, yeah. Because he hates the intricacy of it.
Yeah, she manages our money.
Yep.
That's right. But then when it comes to providing and being that predominant breadwinner and the one who's responsible to make sure our family is cared for, God gives that to me.
Yeah. So when it's running low, I call him.
Yeah. Are there some things that you're better at me than?
Better at than you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than
fixing
English?
Details. Details. Like the things that that would need to be put together, assembled.
Yeah, and I think some of the best times in our marriages is been when we have a singular mission that we're both focused on.
Yeah.
And when we're both focused on it in our lanes, not competing, but complementing, it really just seems like a great gift from God. It really seems like things are fitting.
Right.
Look, so. Hey, folks, I recently preached a sermon on this, on making the most out of marriage. It's available on my Facebook page. I'd love it if you'd take a listen. But we'll come back later this week and talk some more about how to make the most of this. This has been fun, and thanks for experimenting with this Facebook Live thing with me. All right, until next time.
Bye.